Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Does your kitty have naughty nighttime habits? You know, the old kitchen counter sprawl crawl, hairbrush licking, and every form of carpet destruction you can name? Since I'm not awake to blow the whistle on this nonsense, I like to have my kitty, Allison, in the bedroom where the opportunities to party like it's 1999 are far fewer. Therein lies the problem. My cat simply isn't ready to hit the sack at 8 p.m. Funny, because she's more than happy to act like Rip Van Winkle during the other day parts. Rounding up Allison for bedtime usually results in a lot of S&M behavior, shenanigans and malarkey, but you can take that any way you wish. Either way, it's torture to me. All this has me wondering, can you teach an old cat new tricks? Since the internet never lies, I went there first to investigate. Most sites advise using treats to lure your cat into whatever command you stupidly think they will follow. In some cases, they will show up for the treat. But this only leads to obesity if you want your fickle feline to do something on a consistent basis. One site recommended using a clicker whenever your cat does as it's told. Well, that should work. Not. As far as Allison is concerned, silence is golden. As for getting my little meower to comply with my bedtime mandates, all the experts can say on that subject is, good luck, pal. Cats are crepuscular, which means they are most active at dusk and dawn. It doesn't matter that cats typically sleep between 15 and 20 hours a day. Cats do what they want, when they want. Before we brought Allison home from a Las Vegas cat house, a subject for another podcast, my husband asked in a worried tone if she would get in our bed. I told him that if she didn't, that made her a defective cat. And behold, this is exactly what we have: a catless bed. Making matters even worse in my mind is that we can't even get her into the bedroom at night. Pet experts tell me if I want an animal who will do as I ask, I should get a dog. I think I'll just stick with the S&M from Allison. That's all for today. Meow, kitties! What happens when cats and polygamists collide? Find out in Quirky Cat Goes Splat by Adele Park. Prance through quirky polygamist country with Skitters the Cat as he raises holy hell. Quirky Cat Goes Splat. Get it today on audible.com.
Splat!
Meow, bitches.
Let's talk pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.